This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had an opportunity on Saturday afternoon to head up to Lockhart Park to watch Avant Garde Academy from Hollywood play against Immokalee. It was a lot of fun. Coach Daniel Lequet is doing a tremendous job. We knew he would. He's been doing this for a long time and doing it right, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I enjoyed the game, enjoyed the atmosphere, and obviously you got things going already.
Thanks a lot, Larry. We appreciate you guys coming out. It was good to see you, and it was a great day for football. Nice sunny day.
And obviously, you got some fan support. You got some kids who have bought in. This was a school that's been around for some years, for a few years already. The football program started, but you've taken it to that next level because of your experience, your knowledge, obviously, of building programs and knowing kids and being around them. Talk about the building process, because it seemed like, you know, from the layman, it seemed like it happened so quick, but for you, it was a lot of planning going on.
Well, everything starts with a great coaching staff, you know, Coach Ed Perry and, you know, Coach Avery and Coach Douglas Cook and Coach Adam Bernard were guys that were really – that came from with me from university school. And, you know, when you've coached around these guys for quite some time, we kind of answer our own questions because they know what we think, you know what I mean? And to have that camaraderie, and then we inherited Coach Conroy Black from – avant-garde who played in the NFL. Right. I mean, we got a small coaching staff, but we're very family-oriented. And my athletic director, Mr. Harold Pearson, you know, had a vision. And, you know, his vision was to build a successful program in the inner city of Hollywood. And, you know, our owners of the school, the Belanos family, have been nothing but supportive, along with our principal, Dr. Valdez. And they're allowing us to make a difference in the community. And that's one of the biggest things that is exciting about Avant-Garde.
Yeah, no doubt. And I saw that firsthand the other day where a lot of fans came out. You had some administrators, your administrators, your teachers came out. And this is kind of probably new for them, too, to have so much spotlight on their athletic program like this. I mean, you know, you had, you know, quite a few fans. You played in a beautiful park the other day. I know that's a you know, and I saw our great friend Mark Cannon, who is so kind to be the reason why we have this show this fall because of that. And support is everything. And you found that out when you were at U school and before, you know, just coming up through the ranks. If you have support from the administration and from your teachers and from your student body, you've got everything going. Talk about that.
Well, it's a small community at Avant-Garde, and you know, but when you're small, I mean, you're more on a personable level. And yes, the kids were very enthusiastic to see their teachers out there supporting them. And you know, it meant, like I said, the owners were out there, the school with their Avant-Garde uniform colors and representing the Sharks, and just, you know, being able to have people that care about and believe what we're doing. Overall, it's not my show; it's really God's work.
Right.
We're just following, you know, the call of duty, because we wish that somebody would have did that for us when we were younger. At least I can speak for that. But now it's you know, we're going to keep trucking. We're not where we want to be right now, but you know, all we can do is continue to thrive and get better.
Yeah, no, I agree. Coach Daniel Lequet is joining us. Avant-Garde is the academy. It's in Hollywood. It's right down a block from where I live. So it's easy to get to. But not only that, the great thing about this too, and the one thing that I've seen over the years, especially with you, you make all this into a family. I mean, you know, that's the environment that you grew up in, where people embraced you and brought you in California and made you part of their family. You've done the same thing here, and you had some mentors like Roger Harriott to look up to throughout the years, and a bunch of other people. Talk about that, and because what you've become now is you're one of those people. You're one of those guys that everybody talks about, and how you help the kids, and you know how you have your year-round line events, and I mean, it's just that you're that type of guy that immerses yourself into that community, and you want that family. Talk about how important that family unit is, especially on a football team.
Well, you know, I constantly preach to my kids that, you know, we don't want to always be takers. We want to be able to give back. And, you know, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not even born in this country. I'm an immigrant. I came here from Panama when I was a year and a half years old, and I was raised by four women. So this platform allowed me to have my brothers and my, you know, whatever, big brothers, uncles, father figures, if you will. And, you know, football did a lot for me and helped me get an education. And, you know, that's what I want to do, is be able to give back and teach some of these kids the importance of school at an early age, and being able to be recognized and to build on your, on your high school resume, so that when that time comes, you know, you are a Marcus Tate, you are a Zay Flowers, you are a Nick Vadiato, you are a Lemon Meal Aim, you are a Frederick Cage, a Shai Kochoff. You're all these kids that are out there right now with, you know, representing, you know, Broward County in the college football realm. So it's all about that, you know, and once these kids and these families figure it out, like that's the call of duty, they're going to go out there and they're going to be successful, and they're going to be able to get back when they get to be my age or older and whatnot.
Yeah. No doubt. And what you just mentioned, and rattling off some of those players who played for you who are now in high-ranking college football, and you've been around a lot of these kids who, you know, I mean, in the coaching staffs that you've had over the years, you know, we kind of kid about Channing Crowder, but what an influence he made, you know, in Arturo and all those guys who, you know, played professionally. And sometimes, like in Ed Perry's case, I mean, this is a guy who's played this game at a high level, and this man is just, I mean, he comes to your games ready to go. I mean, I like him. I really do. I think he teaches so much. He was a great long snapper. He teaches long snapping. He just does so much. And to have that influence around these kids, it's so positive. And like you're saying, here's a Marcus Tate who played for you for a number of years, and now he's a starting offensive lineman for Clemson as a freshman. I mean, you look at Zay Flowers, who may be one of the best players in the country. And these guys were all under your tutelage. And we talk about Nick Vadiato, and we talk about so many of the others. These guys that you have now with Avant-Garde, they see that, and they see what you've been around, and they see what you and your coaching staff have molded these kids into. And they figure, hey, I'm the next. Talk about that.
Well, that's the thing that we want to do, is we want to be able to change the culture. I'm actually in the car right now with a couple of my students that I'm helping to drop off home, which I don't mind. You know, they needed a ride home, but right. You know, it's important for them to understand that, hey, guys, you know, I always tell people, the football is not what's stopping South Florida kids getting to the next level. It's the classroom, it's the standardized test scores, it's the, you know, making sure that you're not putting yourself in a bad position, and that you're able to reap the benefits of all that in the early age and not play from catch up, you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to instill in these young men now, to take advantage of this, to take it serious, so that way when your senior year comes, you are coasting, and you already know where you're at, where you stand, and you can go from there.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on everything that's come so far, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay. I just want to give another shout-out to the Shark Boys.
Do it.
We got a real big game this week against Jupiter Christian, the undefeated team coming in there. So Thursday night, we got a big game, and you know, the coaching staff and myself, awesome, we're getting ready for it.
Well, thanks, Coach. I
appreciate you, Larry.
That.
Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Daniel Luque, the head coach at Avant Garde Academy in Hollywood. And pretty good program. I mean, you know, I mean, it's really started out pretty well, and they're doing some really good things over there. And you never know what goes on. They played Immokalee the other day, and I remember when Immokalee played American Heritage for the region finals. I think it's 4 or 5 years ago. So things really turn around. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.